On today's Q&A episode, Luke Mon writes in with a question. He's a brand new freelancer and wants to know exactly how he can build a freelance network to get more clients. And we all know your network can lead to massive growth for your business. So Clay and I break down what has worked for us well in the past and what has totally bombed when it comes to networking. And if you want to build your network fast, then you should try Feed Coyote, the all-in-one freelance collaboration network platform. Click the link in our show notes to sign up for Feed Coyote completely free. Then just browse, search, and pick fellow freelancers with the right expertise to collaborate on future projects. It's a referral network for freelancers, and it's free to try. Just click the link in our show description or visit freelance2founder.com/feedcoyote. All right, now on with today's episode of Freelance to Founder. Here we go. I'm Preston.
And I'm Clay, and this is Freelance to Founder.
You're listening to a Q&A episode where listeners like you from around the world write in to ask us questions about freelancing or building an agency.
We've each built multiple six or seven figure businesses.
On this show, we're changing the lives of everyday freelancers just like you.
Discovering this podcast a few months ago really like changed the trajectory of my journey.
Really, really valuable stuff. I've made a ton of notes and I plan to put this stuff into action immediately.
Discovering that I'm a founder instead of a freelancer has been amazing for me.
If you're ready to push past hourly rates and build a business that sets you free, then you've got to join us.
Just submit your question at freelance2founder.com/ask and we'll do our best to answer it. And we'll be right back with today's question right after this. Have you ever noticed that many of the problems people call in with on this show can be solved by hiring someone? Sometimes you need a full-fledged team, other times maybe just a simple assistant, or an expert in something you're not great at. Whatever your reason for hiring, we recommend you take a look at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. As you may know already, LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. And LinkedIn Jobs makes the process of finding the perfect teammate easy and intuitive. Hiring is always easy when you have access to so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours when using LinkedIn Jobs. I've used it myself, and it was so simple. In fact, I've made multiple hires using LinkedIn Jobs. And did I mention, by the way, it's free to business owners like me and you. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/freelance. That's linkedin.com/freelance to post your job for free, or click the link in our show description. Terms and conditions apply. You know, working from home is mostly great, but there are some days when I realize I haven't left my house or even my chair like all day. Have you been there? Getting outside to exercise or making a trip to the gym are just harder now that my office is just a flight of stairs away. If you're stuck in the same rut as me, then you should try Hydro. That's Hydrow. With the Hydro Rower and 20 minutes a day, getting a full body workout is so much easier. Hydro can work up to 86% of your muscles in just 20 minutes for an insane effective home workout. That's because Hydro pairs the effectiveness of rowing with the power of technology to connect you with over 5,000 video trainings, classes, and workouts. And get ready to get out from behind your home desk, because after a few months of daily rowing with Hydro, your partner's going to want to take you out for a night on the town to show you off. This spring, join the growing rowing community at Hydro. Head over to Hydro.com and use code FREELANCE to save up to $400 off your Hydro. That's Hydrow.com and promo code FREELANCE to save $400. Hydro.com, promo code FREELANCE, or just click the link in our show description. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Freelance to Founder. This is a special Q&A episode. We do these shorter episodes every Tuesday where you write in a question and we do our best to answer that question for you. You can submit a question at freelance2founder.com/ask. And we'll do our best to answer it on the air. Of course, joining me today is Clay Mosley from GetDripify.com, and I'm Preston from Millo.co. How you doing, Clay?
Good, man. Ready to answer some questions.
Ready to answer some questions. Well, we've got one here from, I think you say it, Luke Mon. Luke Mon asks, how can I build a solid professional network when I'm just getting started out as a freelancer? Nice short question there, but maybe packed with a lot of, I don't know, trepidation or feeling unsure of himself. Mm-hmm. just wondering like, man, I'm just getting started. How do I even begin to think about building a network? What would you say to him?
Is there any context to this?
Or no? That is literally the whole question.
Okay, well, then here's my answer. Is you make as many friends as you could possibly can and make sure that they know what you do for a living. Hmm. That is
so. So build a network of friends, not necessarily potential clients. Is that the idea? Because yeah. Those friends will then send you clients because they know what kind of work you do.
Yeah, because like this is what I did. You know, like I hate networking. I'm terrible at it. I still am. But like when I started as a freelancer in 2015, I had never done networking in my life, and I'm an introvert, you know, like I'm the person who stands in the corner, not talking to anybody. I still am like, yeah. I don't like to network, but
I'm always skeptical of people who enjoy networking events.
Oh my God. I'm like, how, yes. What's wrong with you? Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So like to get over that, I just decided, you know, I'm going to take the pressure off myself and I'm just going to like, shake some hands with the intention of I'm just going to become your friend and I'm going to make sure that you know what I do. And that's it.
Yeah.
And I did that as many times as I could. It worked out. Less than 4 years later, I had a 7-figure agency.
Yeah. And would you say like, so did a lot of your clients come through friends and family, that network of non-clients?
Is both, right? So like that's the beauty of this. I don't know if you want to call it a strategy, but that's the beauty of this is that you're going to get some people who are direct prospects, right? Which are great. You're also going to meet some people who may know someone that could use your services. And even better, you're going to meet some people who have influence over groups or a group who fit your audience, who can endorse you to all those people. Yeah. So it's all going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, but you'll never get there unless you shake their hand.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it's important to be genuine in terms of like, I want to get to know you. Like I've been to networking events where someone comes over, wants to get to know me. And as soon as they realize that we're not going to be a business fit, they just kind of they cut the conversation short and they're gone. And you can sense that. Like we've had on the show, I don't know if you've met him on the podcast or not, or if he's just been on weeks that you've been off, but my friend Bobby.
Bobby Macy.
Yeah. And he does, he does this so well. He's just so genuinely cares about people. He just you know, he feels like he's your best friend and he does such a good job, like caring about what you care about, remembering details about your life, asking you about them. And he doesn't do it for any ulterior motive either. Like he gets tons of business from it, but that's not why he does it. I've known him long enough to know that he does it because he just genuinely likes people and likes to care about people.
He's one of those people that like, we were on one episode, I think.
Yeah, that sounds from, right. Yeah.
I think we did. At least I was on one episode with him. Mm-hmm. But I'm friends with him on social media, like Facebook. Right? But I I see his videos. But he's just like one of those people that you just say, that guy is just like a really nice guy.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it pans in real life. Like he's not phoning it in or faking it for social. That's his personality, right? And so and, you know, it's hard for us to say like, well, just have an outgoing personality and be friends with everybody, because for some people that's really hard. I think one thing that helped me early on too, and really continues to help me, is like making friends with people in my same space. So like I in addition to also just having friends who know what I do, I try to make friends with people who like are also freelancers or also building an agency or also building a business or also entrepreneurs, just because like, you know, there's more reasons to have a network than just getting business from your network. Yeah. Right. But also then some of those turn into like collaborative, partners, like where we can send each other referrals or, you know, like if I ever have anyone who needs video work done, I send them to Bobby because we're friends and I know he's good to work with and he turns out good quality product. And so, and I've you know, I've tried to send you business a few times. I don't know if it's ever really panned out, but like, I know you don't do websites as much, but back when you were doing websites more often, like if anyone was ever like, hey, do you know anyone that can just do a quick website for us and do it well?
Yeah.
I was always like, oh, Clay is totally right. And it's not because, you know, you give me an affiliate cut or because whatever. No, it's just because we're friends and I know what you do, what kind of work you do. And I know I can like trust that if I send someone your way, you're going to take care of them. I think all of that is really important.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's just, if we had to sum up this podcast, I think it's just building solid relationships with people.
Yeah.
And just rinse and repeat. However you can do that. Like,
yeah, that's
true. I did it locally, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I've done it mostly online.
Yeah. And I'm online now too, you know, like, so I've done it both ways. And you know, I say this, like I say, do that. And it's funny. You joke around and say, we're not saying that you have to go and be what, an outgoing friendly personality or whatever. But you know, it was one of the most difficult things for me to do as a freelancer, as a starting freelancer. So I know if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah. And I guess it's maybe not fair to say we're not saying that you have to, because to some extent you do need to be. I mean, people work with, you mentioned this on our last Q&A episode with Travis. People work with people who they like. And so like, yes, actually to be successful as a freelancer or an agency builder, to some extent you do need to be likable and easy to work with.
Yeah.
And someone sales. People want to refer and someone people want to come back to and buy again from. If you're a real jerk, like you'll only get so much work, you know? Or even if you're just like awkward and people don't really know how to communicate with you and you don't know how to communicate with them, like it's only going to go so far.
Yeah. I mean, this is just like, really, this is sales, you know?
Mm.
It's just, when I say make friends with people and make sure they know what you do, I mean, that's sales. I think the word sales scares a lot of people, but I think quite honestly, this is what this is.
Mm.
And as a business owner, freelancer, you got to do it.
Yep.
There's no way around it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, I don't know, based on the sparseness of the question, how can I build a solid professional network when starting out as a freelancer? I think that's a good place to get started. When you don't know anyone, you got to go meet some people. You got to go make friends with people. You got to get yourself out there. So
I will add one more layer to this is that, just keep note of the ones that you feel like are going to be the most valuable relationships.
Hmm.
And make sure you talk to those people every single month somehow on some level.
Foster those relationships.
Yep. Could be a text, could be a message, could be getting coffee. Hell, it could be an old-fashioned phone call.
Yep. Or a Telegram. I really like Telegram.
Telegram or Voxer or email or text message or
fax.
Yeah. Anyway, any which way. Just make sure you do it monthly.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, I've been Preston with Millo.co and of course Clay from GetDripify.com. Luke Munn, we hope that was helpful for you. Thanks so much for writing in. You can write in a question at freelancetofounder.com/ask. We'll do our best to answer your question on the air. For now, we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Freelance to Founder, a collaboration between Millo, Dripify, and the Pogglomerate.
You can find links to my business, Millo, Clay's business, Dripify, and of course our podcasting partner, the Pogglomerate, all in the description of this episode.
Remember to call in for your own episode at freelancetofounder.com.
A very special thank you to the members of the Millo and Pogglomerate teams who work behind the scenes to make this production possible.
To stream past episodes, visit freelancetofounder.com or search Freelance to Founder wherever you get your podcasts. And that's it for now. Until next time, see ya.
We will see you guys on the next episode of Freelance to Founder.